Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Portland police say an officer shot a man who was accused of stealing food and refusing to leave a convenience store. It happened overnight near Northwest Nato Parkway in Everett. The suspect was taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No one else was hurt. The Bureau will now conduct an internal investigation and submit the case to the Police Review Board. A father and daughter are dead after the girl's raft overturned on the Sandy River and her father rushed in to try and save her. It happened near Dabney State Park. Both were pronounced dead at the hospital. Rescue crews say the 7-year-old and her dad did not appear to be wearing life jackets. This is the third major water rescue call in recent weeks in this area, the second at Dabney State Park this month. Washington state authorities say the Department of Natural Resources is temporarily closing all recreation and public access lands in eastern Washington because of high fire danger in the area. The closure takes effect on Friday, and it affects areas in the Columbia River Gorge. State officials say about 900 fires have burned more than 218 square miles in Washington state this year. Officials say more than 80 wildfires in 13 states have burned over 1 million acres. The Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon is still the nation's largest active wildfire. It is about half the size of Rhode Island. Officials all the way in New York have issued air quality health advisories this week because smoke and haze from the wildfires on the West Coast is rolling to the Northeast. A new report from the CDC out this morning shows life expectancy declined by 1.5 years from 2019 to 2020. It's the largest single-year drop since World War II. More than 609,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic started, one of the largest factors in the life expectancy decline. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is running rampant across the country right now, especially among unvaccinated Americans. The CDC says the new variant now accounts for more than 80% of new cases. The NBA has a new champion. The Milwaukee Bucks pulled out a tough 105-98 victory over the Phoenix Suns in Game 6 last night, winning their first title in 50 years. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the team, scoring 50 points and was named the Finals MVP for his performance throughout the series. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.